Hi again, everyone. This is Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada. This report, a presentation of CAE Safety Consultants.
CAE Safety Consultants, providing customized driver training solutions for your fleet drivers. CAE Safety offers new hire evaluations, remedial coaching, and classroom seminars. CAE Safety, focusing on the specific challenges facing your drivers, with training provided at your field location. Online and blended learning options are also available, including the 3 demerit defensive driving course. For more information, call CAE Safety at 1-888-220-2379.
It was go-round number 2 for the Cowboys that have qualified over the regular season for the 10 days of competition here at the Thomas & Mack Center Arena. Top money on the night by a Canadian Cowboy went to Provost Alberta's steer wrestling star, Scott Gunthner, the 28-year-old timed event specialist, grabbing a share of second place on the evening with his rapid run of a 4.3 seconds. That wound up adding $15,800 to his NFR earnings, bringing his week's total to $25,800. Top money on the night went to the defending champion Tyler Wackesback, as the Louisiana Bulldogger got the job done in just 3.6 seconds. No Canadians in the calf roping event this year, but Marty Yates out of Stephenville, Texas, was in a hurry. He stopped the clock in a sizzling time of just 7.3 seconds. And quickest in the ladies' barrel racing action on a Friday night was Donna K. Rule. The Oklahoma cowgirl ran the 3-barrel cloverleaf pattern in just 13.69 seconds. After a great year of qualifying, the team of Clay Smith and Jade Corkle combined their talents in the team roping event to capture a top money on the night, $26,230. Smith and Corkle turned in a sizzling time of 4.4 seconds in the two-man event. Now at the bucking chute's end of the arena, not much to brag about as far as the Canadian contestants were concerned. In bareback riding, Cadogan, Alberta's Clint Lay split fourth and fifth place money, with Ty Brewer from Mandan, North Dakota, both Cowboys, spring out 87.5-point rides. Top money went to Nevada rider Trenton Montero when he covered the Sankey Rodeo Company's Prairie Rose for a good-looking 90.5-point score. Manitoba's Orrin Larson missed the pay window with his 76.5-point ride on Friday night. No qualifying rides for Canadian Saddle Bronc riding champ Zeke Thurston or his fellow countryman Jake Watson from Hudson Hope, B.C., or Dawson Hay, who makes his home in Wildwood, Alberta. The round went to Jesse Wright as the Milford, Utah Bronc rider spurred out a good-looking 89.5-point score for first-place money on the night. Only 3 qualified rides in that bull riding section, with the top score going to Garrett Smith when the Rexburg, Idaho cowboy had a full 8-second ride worth 91.5 points. Round 3 later tonight here at the Thomas & Mack Center on the campus of UNLV. For CAE Safety Consultants, I'm Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada.